Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and it is good to be a Pet World Insider. Folks, I love talking to experts when it comes to pet nutrition. I have one of those who I just truly admire and really have enjoyed his books. I've asked him to come on and talk about his phenomenal book, Unlocking the Canine Ancestral Diet, Healthier Dog Food, the ABC Way. I want to welcome to the show Steve Brown. Steve, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Oh, it is our pleasure. There are so many wonderful books out there, but this is one of those books that honestly, it really was a great foundation and a starting point, especially for someone like myself. I love reading about all these, I hate to call them scientific breakthroughs because they've been around for a long time. But I love getting the understanding and the way that you did it in your book, Unlocking the Canine Ancestral Diet. It took it down to a level that I think most of us pet parents can understand. When you went to write this book, what was the inspiration behind it?
I was one of the pioneers of fresh meat diet. And what I was beginning to see in the marketplace were many fresh meat diets that were mostly fat. One of the most popular ones, 80% of the calories came from fat. That's not an ancestral diet. So the original inspiration for this book came for me to define what is an ancestral diet so people who wanted to feed the best knew what to look for. Yeah. And then I expanded it beyond that as I learned more about the importance of balanced fats in the diet. The dog is the fat she eats more than any other nutrient. I began to focus on how do we balance the fats in the canine diet.
I think you also hit on some important facts in there as well, including why commercial foods really can't accomplish, getting those crucial nutrients into the packages that we're buying at the stores. Maybe give them a little taste of why, even if they want to, it's really a very difficult thing to do and accomplish in a commercial food setting.
Let me focus on fats then. I mean, there's also the issue of it has to have some whole foods to be complete. But I'll focus on fats. Some of the most valuable fats for our dogs and for us are extremely fragile. They go rancid quickly. For example, EPA and DHA, the two valuable fatty acids that we get from fish, they are 10,000 times or more fragile, more likely to oxidize and turn rancid than a saturated fat. To the best of my knowledge, with a lot of study, I could say this, these fats are too fragile to include in dry or raw foods. Let me add that when I first came out with my raw food back in 1998, I included fish oil. I would never do that again. So what I recommend to balance the fats, whether in dry foods or raw foods, is to buy a food without EPA or DHA or fish oils, and then once a week or so, add a can of sardines. That gives your dog the best source of these fats, and it reduces the amount of rancid fats your dog consumes. I've worked with a lot of veterinarians who are beginning to suspect that the consumption of rancid fat, open a bag of food with fish oil in it, dry dog food with fish oil in it, and leave it at room temperature for a few weeks, and your dog's going to be consuming rancid fats. Long-term consumption of rancid fats leads to long-term chronic health problems.
Yeah, and I don't think it gets any simpler than that. I think the other thing, too, there are so many good things that I learned from this book, including, as you just kind of pointed out, the way that we store our food that we buy is also a challenge. as well as how long it's been sitting there on the store shelves. And those are important things that people need to be looking at. Why is that?
That's the same for raw, too, by the way, as for dry. Raw foods have very short shelf life. So if you're looking at buying a raw food, look at it carefully to make sure it hasn't gone through freeze-thaw cycles, and look, ask the retailer how to determine the produced-on date, not the best-if-used-by date. Raw foods, 3 to 6 month shelf life. Dry foods have longer shelf life, but once they are opened, air comes in, oxygen comes in, and it can oxidize quickly. The vitamins are degraded. The fats oxidize and become rancid. And so what I recommend for dry dog food feeders, buy a small bag of recently produced food, and once you open it, use it up within 2 weeks. And preferably, don't have fish oils or fancy ingredients in the food. Buy high-quality basic food and add your own fish oils or probiotics or yucca or whatever else you want to add.
Sure. Well, and that's one of the things in Unlocking the Canine Ancestral Diet that you share with people, how easy it is to mix those in and to be providing that. It is great. And I think the other thing that you talk about is, and it's really important, and that is the health benefits of what you're advocating. Not only do we get the healthier cells, but better eye health and brain power, stronger hearts. When you get to the heart of it, if you will, it is about giving your pets a healthier system so that they can deal with everything they're being subjected to in the environment.
And the brain. It makes a much better brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have a puppy or even an older dog, but if you're training the dog especially, it's important to give them the right fats. The brain is a fat. I mean, lots of different fats in the brain, and DHA is among the most important. That's the one we get for fish. So if your dog is going through training, you want to give several cans of sardines a week, perhaps, to give them the fish oils that are necessary for a strong brain.
Absolutely. Well, and Steve, you know what? I just got an email here. What does the ABC way stand for? So let's explain to them what the A, the B, and the C actually break down into.
In Unlocking, I see ABC way. And the way I use it there is A, add protein. Compared to the ancestral diet, almost all dry foods and 90% of raw foods and canned foods lack protein. Protein's really expensive. So dry manufacturers don't include the levels of protein in the ancestral diet. So we want to add some protein. And I have a weekly plan, one day a week, to add some beef heart, let's say, or chicken heart. Great quality protein. It adds also lots of other nutrients that are not in dry food. So that's A, add protein. B, balance the fat by making sure you don't leave the bag of food open so you don't have rancid fat. And by adding your own sources of fish or fish oils at the time of serving. Add protein, balance the fats, and complete the nutrition with some whole foods. So my ABC day, which is a one-day-a-week program, you add some hearts, you add some sardines, you add some eggs, and you add some leftover greens, spinach or broccoli or whatever. And by adding those four things, you're adding protein, you're balancing the fats, and you're completing the nutrition with some whole foods. So that's what the ABC stands for.
The ABC way is something that I've done with my dogs. I'm a big rotational guy, so I love to do things like this. And I've got to say, folks, the way that Steve lays it out for you, it is very simple, very easy to do. And I did see a difference, and I continue to, as we rotate in and out of things. The ABC way, again, Steve, the thing that I love about this, it's so easy to do this on a regular basis. It's something that's sustainable. And we talk about it on the show a lot, is it's not enough to do something for a week, 2 weeks. It's something that you've got to be able to sustain. So this book, Unlocking the Canine Ancestral Diet, Healthier Dog Food, the ABC Way, not only shows you and discusses all of these different topics, but it gives you a simple and easy way to go ahead and implement something that is going to make a difference for all of our dogs out there. What has been the reaction, though, of the community at large out there to the book? Because I know there is a big pushback, and certainly the big companies out there would disagree with, you know, some of the conclusions. But what have you been hearing from pet parents?
With unlocking a canine ancestral diet from veterinarians and technically inclined people, I hear great reviews. There has been attacked by one veterinary clinic in California who doesn't like feeding any fresh foods at all. But for pet parents, technically inclined pet parents, I get, and veterinarians, really good reviews on unlocking a canine ancestral diet. On the other hand, from the general population, unlocking the canine ancestral diet is a very technical read. So I get both. Great reviews, but hey, it's kind of technical from a lot of people. See Spot Live Longer the ABC Way is fully illustrated. I hired a cartoonist to get the points across so everybody understands it. And I get great reviews from just about everybody on that one.
Yeah, well, I got to say, you know, I would disagree with all of them who say it's too technical. I don't think it's too technical. I think it's one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was, and even with my background, and I know some of the listeners out there are rolling their eyes going, Rob, you eat this stuff up, pun intended. Yeah, I do. But I also am looking at what the regular pet parent can look at and digest and understand. And I thought you did a great job of, the reason I'm giving you the science and the technical information behind it is so that you do feel comfortable. It's not over the top. It is not a dissertation. And I would argue that, frankly, I think it really made it that much more believable, you know, really reinforced the messaging behind it. So I love this book, Unlocking the Canine Ancestral Diet. Healthier Dog Food, the ABC Way, by our good friend Steve Brown and our good folks over there at DogWise. I love what they've got going on. Steve, I want to make sure that everybody knows where they can get more great information about you, about your books, about the Ancestral Canine Diet. Where can they get that information?
CSpotLiveLonger.com.
CSpotLiveLonger.com. Folks, he couldn't make it any easier for us, right? Okay. Well, hey, Steve, thank you again for all that you're doing in the pet world. It's making a difference, and it is appreciated.
Thanks. And your words make a difference with me. I love dogs. I want to do the best I can for dogs.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to be talking about here in the pet world on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages. SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.